Randav Kuf Mem Omed Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of Darshaning. It says, Tziporim Chayos Tahiros. The Gemara wants to know what the Tahiros is coming to tell us. You can't say Kibshutai, that's coming to tell us Tziporim that are not Tmeis, because that is the Taich of Tzipor, the Gemara said. So what is the Tahiros coming to tell us? Look, the Gemara, Rapapa ma l'tzipoirim shechlifon b'avodazara. Speaking about that a person sold an avodazara to a goy, and as a payment, as a exchange, the goy gave him tzipoirim. The chsiv, and it says in the pasuk, v'hoyisa cherem kamayu, Kol ma sha'ato mahaya imenu kamayu. So tachlufei avodazarim is also bano, just like avodazarim is also bano. So tahoirais means to say they're not also bano, and it's speaking about tachlufei avodazarim, which is also bano, and these siporim are. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah of tzipeirim mitzayre, the tare of tzipeirim mitzayre through tziporim, which are also bano. So the Gemara asks lamai, for with the two tziporim. So for which tzipor do you need the pasuk tahira is to tell us that it's possible the lahachshoras mitzayre. If it's coming to tell us that you can't use this tzipa for the mishulachas, I don't need tahiras for that. You can't send it out. You can't make it this for the mishulachas because it'll be a takola. The pasuk is telling us tahiras. It has to be mutter. Achile. Tairis means mutaris, not asuris, and the pasuk is coming to tell us that a tziper that is also achile is also lishchait. Zutrashi, Rapapa Omar Tahiris Lamuti Tziporim Shechlifom. It was machlefit, it was exchanged for Aveda Zore. This was the payment, this was the mechir of an avodah zarah. So the pasuk tells us that these tzipoirim cannot be used for tzipoirim mitzayrah because you need tahirais mutareis. L'maika miboyla, the miboyik chal misra. What does he want to use it for? That the pasuk is coming to tell us that it's awesome. If it's coming to tell us that you can't use it for shiluach, I don't need tahiris for that pshita da'osa. It's a shiluach letakola. You can't send this out. So it's coming to tell us that you can't use it. It's for the shchute. There's a loch that has to be mutar bano, tahiris mutaris, and this is also bano. Ravina said, the Torah is coming to tell us to be memayit another case. Hachi b'mayiskin and ba'oif shahorges anefesh. We're speaking about an oif that killed someone. And the pasuk is, with Torah is coming to tell us, you cannot use this oif for tzipeirim mitzvah. Frag the Gemara, heichi domi. What is the case? Ida gomar dine, if there was a gomar dine already, that means bezlem paskan the tzchayiv mise, bar ketolu, so tzchayiv skila, so what's the kashe, so let's see what Rashi says, bar ketolu, upshita dine roi lishiluach, v'loyleshchite. Todinoi beskile. That means I don't need a posik of tahiris, mutaris. That's coming to tell us that you can't use this oif. It's partially you can't use this oif since there's a chiyev l'sakloi. So v'shteitzach you cannot send it away. There's a chiyev l'sakloi. V'shteitzach you can't shecht it. There's a chiyev l'sakloi. So I don't need a posik tahiris to tell me that this oif is pasul. Ella kaidem gemar dinay. Speaking about before the gemar din. Ulamai. So now what is the pasuk coming to tell us that this is pasul? You need tahiris. Ilish iluach. If it's coming to tell us that you can't send it away, that's what the tahiris is coming to tell us. I don't need a pasuk for that. I know you have to go and bring it to Bezdin. I don't need tahiris to tell me that it's that you don't send it away. I feel that without tahiris, I also know you're not allowed to send it away because the zachiv biyata rami kebecha. How can I send it away? The zachiv you have to. This is a oif that horges a nefesh. Zachiv biyata rami kebecha. So I don't need tahiris to tell me this. Ella lishchite. It's coming to tell us that you can't use it for the shchute. Let us see Rashi. Ela l'shchite, de'im ishom biyar tahara, arim mevur min ha'ilam ho. It's mevur min ha'ilam. So why didn't this had a, so without tahiris, I would think that you're allowed to shecht it, because the zechiva biyar tahara to send it away, and I'm not allowed to send it away without the tahiris, because that the terrorists, I know you're not allowed to send it away because it's the dinner be out to hara. You have a murderer on loose. You have a oif shahor against an nefesh. For say, you're not allowed to send it away. You have to bring it to Bezdin to get killed. To be out to hara mikibecha. So the pasuk is coming, tell us you can't use it for the shchita. You can't use it for the shchuta. It's kan shayla ben. There's a medical problem over here. So where is this marumis and the word tahiris? It has to be tahiris. Tahiris means, we see from Rashi, lafuki asurais. I mean, this is also for what? We're talking about, there's no isahano on it. Speaking about an oif shahorges anefesh before gmardin, it's mutabanoa, it's mutabachila. And I was thinking, can check that you became a biyata rami kirbecha. So it says tahiris. It has to be tahiris. Mutaris. No? So it's mutaris. How are we mamayit from tahiris that a oif shahorges a nefesh you can't check? This is a problem. This too mahalchem to understand pshat and this gemara. The Lev Aryeh wants to say that tahiris means that the oifis that you're going to use for the taras hamitzoire have to be mutter to send away. What? And if it's not mutter to send away, you can't even use it for shchita. That means this is a tnai in the oifis. You should take shtei oifis tahiris, two oifis that are mutter to send away. And if they're not mutter to send away, you can't even use them for shchita. That is how the Leif Aryeh learns pshat in the Gemara. I had a shtickle problem understanding this. Between you and me, l'chayre, tahayreis is going on and the oif. The oif is a mutadike. Now, that what is a din on me to be out of Rami Kebech, I shouldn't send it away. It's very difficult to understand that this is called asurais. I mean, it's a din on the gavre, be out of Rami Kebech. But to say that this is asurais lishtaleach, basically. But that's how the Lev Aryeh wants to say pshat in this Gemara. The Teferis Yaakov also has this problem. This is a very difficult Gemara. Where do you see from Tahiris that you're not allowed to shecht it? So the Teferis Yaakov wants to say that the Gemara is not speaking on... We had here two psukim. We had Choyais and Tahiris. So first the Gemara said Choyais means to tell us that... That it's not, it has the Rosh Yevorim, Shechayim Rosh Yevorim Shalem, that's the Taitz Choyis. Now the Gemara says, no, Choyis is coming to tell us that by Horgas HaNefesh, it's not Oymet to live, because you have to kill it. So the Choyis is coming to tell us, but Kelty says, so according to this Teretz, you don't have to say that Mechusar Eiver is possible, could be Mechusar Eiver is kosher. Before, till now, we're learning Chayis is coming to tell us Shechayin Rosh Yevorim Shalem Mechus Eivor is possible. Now this is a new Mahalach. Ravina is coming to tell us Ravina Omer Hoche B'mayaskinam Beis Tangas Pshat M'Choyis Ba'oiv Shehorgas HaNefesh. And that's what, so that's not called choyos because it's oymed not to live because it's althadin of biyatar mikabach. That is how the Teferes Yaakov says pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisviz. The Gemara said if tziporim only means tziporim tahiros, why does it have to say choyos and why does it have to say tahiros? So the Gemara said, Tziporim, Choyis is coming to tell us, Shechayin b'Rosh Eivorim Shalem. That Rosh Eivorim, the Eivorim, they're not Mechusa Eiva. That's what Choyis is telling us. And what is Tahoyra is telling us? Chada Treife. So the Gemara says, Treife, Mei Choyis Nafke, you can learn how Treife from Choyis. So Mo says, good, if you hold Treife Chaya, you can learn how from Choyis. But if you hold you can learn out from Chayis. So Taime, Taktais was, how can you learn out from Chayis? So the Shinaminei Shechayin Rosh Eivorim. The Gemara said that Rasha, that Chayis means that the Rosh Eivorim are Chayim. The Chayis is used up already. You need that the Rosh Eivorim should be Kayomim. So what's the Gemara's kashi? You can learn out treife from Chayis. Chayis is coming to tell us a different soul that it needs Rosh Eivorim, Samachusar Eivorim. V'lekel amayim v'dahochi kama de treife yadina mikoshke de mechusar Eivorim et mechayis. Oh, that's Shem the Gemara. The Gemara means like this. If you are memayit from Chayis Samachusar Eivor, so a treife yizicha should be memayit. So memela, that's how the Gemara. So why do you need tahiros to be memayit treife? I could be memayit from choyis if I have mechusar eiver is nifsal. About the gevis that treife is nifsal. So Taisva says, if you will say that a treife is a kosh came from a mechusar eiver, dakati eima dekro lemutei treife osa v'loi lemechusar eiver. So memela, so if you say that a treife is more poshet lemayit from a mechusar eiver, so say the posik is only speaking about treife. The Gemara seems to say if your treife nechaye is a kasha, why do you need tahiris? The Gemara would seem I would know both. In fact, I won't know both. I'll just say that I'll only know treife, not mechusar eiver. Boit kosher, the comma hanicha lamando matreifa chaye. The mash melidi de le mamatin and treifa michoyes. That means, but if you hold treifa chai, it's very good. That's why you need tahoyres to be mamayet treifa. And chois is mamayet b'chusareiva. You can't be mamayet treifa from chois because treifa chai. Bekam davay dezor amrinen minayim l'mechusareiva sha'osa l'bnei noyach. There the Gemara says, how do I know that b'nei noyach cannot bring a korban that's a mechusareiva? Shenema mikol hachai, shnayim mikol, this is talking about who Noach should bring into the teva. Omro toiro havei behemo shechayin roshei evorim shalom. So the Gemara learns out from mikol hachai that you need shechayin roshei evorim shalom. Uporich v'miboilei lemutei treife. How do you know to tell us that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that a Mechusareva is possible, and Mestome, Mechusareva is possible because from all these, all Mikol Achai is also coming to include the Chai that will be later used for Kabonis. Mikol Achai, so the Gemara said that it's coming to tell us a Mechusareva. In fact, the Gemara of my boy Leilimutei Treife, I have to be Mamayet Treife. So how do you know to be Mamayet HaMechusareiva? So the Gemara says, Treife Melahach Yezera Nafta. Later it says, Lahach Yezera. So Mamela, a Treife can't have children. So Mamela, from there Mamayet Treife. So Mikol Achai, Mamayet HaMechusareiva. Hanicha Lamando, a Treife ain't Yilet. So the Gemara says, if a Treife is not Mamayet, so it's very good. So I need, if a treifa is not moilid, so I'm a mayit treifa from lahach yezera, and I'm a mayit mechusareiva from bikolachai. El lamando ma treifa yeledes. So then I need mekolachai to me mayit treifa. Almes, now we have a multitude of kashas. Alme me mayit treifa mikrod mekolachai, afilu mandio ma treifa chayet. A fuller treifachai could also be mamayit mikol achai treif. The lamandiyam of the yoledes, because the Gemara says, if you hold a treif is yoledes, so then I need mikol achai to be mamayit treif. Now if you hold treif is yoledes, the lamandiyam of the yoledes koshkin dechaye. The fuller lamandiyam of the chaye motzisov of the ene yoledes, kamash belu treifis. But if it's yoledes, it's ichachaye. So Memela, so Tosfos has here a kasha. The Gemara says over there as follows. The Gemara says, Bikol Achai is Mamayit Mechusareiva. So Gemara says, maybe it's Mamayit Reife. So the Gemara says, no, I have a different meaning than Treife, Lahach Yezera. And a Treife can't have children, so Mamayit Reife. This Mikol Achai means Mechusareiva. So Gemara says, but what if a Treife can't have children? So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, so Mikol Achai, how do you know to be Mamayit Mechusareiva, be Mamayit Reife? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Tosfos says, number one, you see from over there, that if a Treife yeledes, so the Gemara asks, Hashi be Mamayit Mikol Achai, a Treife. So you see, even though treifa chai, I'm also mamayit mikol achai. And our Gemara says that if you hold a treifa chai, so it's very good, but you're not mamayit treifa from choyes, because a treifa chai. And there the Gemara says that if you hold a treifa yeledes, I should be mamayit treifa from mikol achai. So that's one kasha. So we have a stira to Gemara. And then Taisa says a second kasha. Mashman Nami Hosn, the lekker look me called Tabai. From the Gemara would seem the pasuk can't go on both. The Gemara asks a kasha, how do you know it goes on Mechusareva? Maybe it goes on Treif. Maybe it goes on Treif. So what's the kasha? It'll go on both. I said it's going on Mechusareva. Said, no, how do you know Treife? So I'll learn how Treife also. So you see clearly from the Gemara, if it goes on Treife, cannot go on Mechusareva. So now, so we're back with the first kasha. Our Gemara said that let's be Memayit Why do you need Tahiris to be Mayit Reif? I can be Mayit, Mikol Achayis, I can be Mayit from Choyis. So Reif Tahiris says, I can be Mayit from Choyis, because Choyis is going on Mechus Reif. That's why I need Tahiris. So, this is a problem. V'yesh Loima. So Tahiris says as follows. The Hosam, the Lekiyim Ho'ilam. This pasuk mikol achai shnayim mikol, you should bring shnayim mikol. Now the shnayim mikol is speaking about mikol achai. They brought from all the minim, the tmeim, the tahirim. They brought shnayim mikol, and the purpose of the shnayim was that for kiyam olam. That was the purpose of shnayim mikol. Now. Aklara Shaila, I have Mikol Achai, what does this mean? Does it mean a Mechusa Reiva, or does it mean a Treife? So, if the purpose of Shnayim Mikol is for Kiyam O'ilam, so this is a Mechusa Reiva, so a Mechusa Reiva will be a problem. Shnayim Mikol, we're talking about all of them. If it's a Treife, so even Treife Achai means it will live more than a year, but it is a 3-year span of life. So in Kiyam Ha'olam, Treife has, there's a chesaron by Treife. So there the Gemara asked Akasha, what right do you have to say, Mikol Achai to be Mamayit Amachus Reiva, which doesn't make too much sense, unless you're saying it's going on the chelik of the chai which will be used for kabonis. Say it's going on all of them, it's going to be Maya Treifa, which is more Mestava. So there the Gemara said, since there Mikol Achai was needed for Kiyam Olam, it is Mestava that the Miut Mikol Achai is for something that will not be beneficial to Kiyam Olam, which is a Treifa, a Filo Treifa Chai. So there the Gemara means to ask if you have an alternative to be Mamayit Treife or to be Mamayit Mechus Reiva, Mikol Achai you have to be Mamayit a Treife. That's how the Gemara is called. And not Mechus Reiva. Thus, from the Kiyam Oilam, it's for Lamayit Mechus Reiva, Elo Treife. Avol Gav Dachai, and Achai is Man Merub, period. Avol Hoche, he was talking about the oifes, here we're talking about the oifes that are metaira and metzaira. So between you and me, so we have a gzeiras hakosev, certain oifes are usable, certain oifes are not usable. So I have a miut mikol achai. So the Moses says, Mikol Achai is telling us that if that's Mechus Reiva is possible. So the Gemara says, maybe it's coming to be Mamayit Atreife. So let's understand the Kasha. So the Kasha is, I mean, we have, Choyos tells us that the Oif has to have Chiyus. There's different types of Chiyus. There's a Chiyus that they possess Rosh Yevorim. That's one type of Chiyus. There's another type of Chiyus that they'll be able to live long. These are all Cheschoynes of Chiyus that passel Anoif. So here the Gemara meant to ask that if you hold a Treife Ein Echaya, so this is also a Cheschoyne Chiyus, so you don't need Tahiris for this. You can learn both out from Choyis. That means Choyis is telling us that the Tzipurim, which will be used, Letaris HaMetzirah, have to have Chiyis. And there's different types of Chiyis. There's a Chiyis of Rosh Yevorim, there's a Chiyis, it's not a Treife. So here the Gemara's Kasha was, that Fakert, it goes on both. Else the Gemara's Kasha, so why do you need Teiris? That means, but if you're treif achaya, so we'll live 2-3 years, so there's no imminent, tzad that's going to die in the year, so it's not mistava to be mamayated. This is missing more chiyus than a treif, if I hold treif achaya. That's one mahalach. So Tosfos is saying it matters what the purpose of the oif is. If the purpose is for kiyum oilam, and it's mistava yimamayit treife, afilo treife chaye, then mechus reive. If it's the purpose is sipoire mitzoira, and there's a tenai you need chaye, so it could be the chesoron of chiyus of rosh yevorim is a problem. Treif is a problem. So forget, let's be mamayit both. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need toiris? Oishema yesh lechalek. Now this says a new teretz bein chai lechayos lechayos. That the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is speaking mikol hachai aloshin yochid. Our Gemara is speaking about, today it says, by Noyach, by our Gemara speaking is how kol, the our Gemara speaking about, shtei tziporim choyois, aloshin ram. So what does Tosfos mean to say? So that's what Tosfos means to say. Tosfos means to say, if it says choyois, so it means it has to have different types of chiyus. So from one posik, akid b'mamayit mechusareve, akid b'mamayit atreife, choyois, it has to possess different types of chiyus. So our Gemara can talk, we can learn out two things from one posik. Toi says, Akash, Moses, let's learn out treifa from chiyus. So Toi says, and what will be with mechusareiva? So you learn out both. Chiyus, it has to possess different types of chiyus. Ma she'en kein, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, that if you learn out treifa, you can't learn out mechusareiva, because there it says chai. So, but take your pick. What does chai mean? Either lemutei treife or lemutei b'chusareive. So the Gemara said that it's not coming to b'mayi treife because I learned now from Tonil v'Rabbi Shmuel that we're makish machshel lemachaper. And just like the machaper, a treif is also it's possible. So a machshel treif is also possible. So can't come on. So Tahiris can't come to tell me that you can't use a treif. Kashtaitzer can't use a treif. So what is it coming to tell us? Lemute tzipore iranidachas. It's coming to tell us a tzipore iranidachas. That it's also bano. Taima, fractoisves, honan minafke midetonet ve'rabi shmoil. The kivin shasurim bano, lekerine be memashke yisroel. There's a tenai by kobonis, he can only be makir on the mizbech, something which is roi lachilas yisroel. So now, how could I use tzipori iranidachas? It's also bano. So this, just like you told me, that I don't need a posik to be memaya treife, because you makish marshal and machaper, and just like a treife is not roi, lechaper is not roi to be a marshal, in the same way, you have to, I know tzipori iranidachas is also posel, because it's not roi lechaper. The kivin shasurim bano lekrini be mimashke Yisrael, and that's a klal. A kol b'nid can only bring something on the mizbeach. That's roi lachilas Yisrael. The efshel. Now Taisa says amir deki Yisrael. Taisa says amir deki chedushim. Kivayga says chayz. Now mashma like this. About kapot bloy matine mimashke Yisrael al adum yedaor leklay kerem shloi hoyilem shasakoy shekedom beperikam de menoches. Period. That din, that you can only bring something, lakrove, if it's mutter tayid, that means if it never had a shasa kosher. But if it had a shasa kosher, so even though now it's also bachile, that's irrelevant. So memele, it's called mimashke Yisrael. So let's learn Agmara Elach. So Agamor is telling us that I have a mit of Tahiris to tell me I have a meet of Tahiris that's coming to tell me that if it's a tzipa from Ira Nidachas, even though it's also Bechil, also Bano, but without this Pasuk of Tahiris, it's Roy Lakrove, there's no problem with Mimashki Yisroel since it had a Shas HaKaisha. So therefore I need a Pasuk of Tahiris. Vehilkach, so Taisu says, Afilu Lekaporim Motoris, if the whole psul of Mimashki Yisroel is only for Nevi had a Shas HaKaisha, so if you have a tzipur of an irani dachas, you can use it for kolm. Dimi mishum hano, aye, how can you use it for kolm when you're having hano from it? Mitzvah slav lahonis nidna. So if I count, so there's no problem. So I would think without the Torahs, I would think it's roi for tzipurim mitzvah. And it's roi lekapor, so my mele it's roi lehershe. The tzorech here. Now, Taisu says, I have a problem. Bebehemis ira nidachas. So Taisu says, it's roi lakrove. That's what Taisu says, it's roi lakrove. Himova vikdisha vikriva, if he was magdishit and makribit, mikom kosher kivin de lesreifa kaima. So Taisu starts, bing meire is a taketshu. That means, Taisu was speaking about, you have a kolbim that's a pamir anidachas that's osa bachil no saba. No. And Taisus went down the list. What could be wrong with this kolbim? The Mashke Yisrael means never a shas akosha. The hanov of misure yano is no problem. Mitzvah slav lehanis nit. So Taisus said, so takakosha lakrov. But Taisus says, is it taka kosher lakrova kiven de l'sreife kaime? There's another chesaron. Behem avir anidachas is oimed l'sreif. So what's Taisus kasha? So the Marsha says, since it's oimed l'sreif, is ksusi mechte shiure. So it's ksusi mechte shiure, so you can't bring it for a kolb. That's how the Marsha says Pshat and Taisus. How can you bring it for a Kolben? I know if that's also, but I know I can bring it for a Kolben. Ksusi Mechdeshir. That's what the Marsha says. Rabbi Keveger says on this Marsha, he brings a Ran in Gittin. The Ran says in Gittin, if a person wrote a get on Isurei Yano, there's no problem of Ksusi Mechdeshir because there's no shir of a get. The whole problem of shiri mechte shiri is something that needs a shir. So it lost the cheshivas of the shir. A shayfa needs a shir. A lulav needs a shir. The shiurim. So there's a problem of ksusi mechte shiri. But he says, a get, this is a ran. The ran says, a get, there's a shir, how big the get has to be. So there's no problem of ksusi mechte shiri. But the ran says, there's a shita of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds koloi med lisreif kisaruf dami. Kisaruf dami means it's non-existent anymore. It's burnt. Koloi med lisreif kisaruf dami. Now, according to Rab Shimon, if you have a get, that's oi med lisreif, that's a posel get. It's saruf. It's burnt. It's not here. So Zot Rabbi Keveige, that pshat in Tois Vizkashe. Given the lisreif ekaimem. And the Shal Melech says, when Taisu see Taisu's paskins like Rab Shimon, this is a Shal how we paskin. That Shal Taisu was kasha. So Taisu was, had a hostik teure, that a behemis irani dachas is a kosher rekolben, because there's no problem in Mashke Yisrael, there's no problem of Hano, it's a Slavlon, it's not no. But there's a problem, it's a sinza, it's Aymed Lisra, if it's Kisarov Dami, if it's Kisarov Dami, so, how could be a kosher kolm? That's pshat and taisv. It's tzorech here. That's pshat. That's Rabbi Keveger's pshat and taisv. There's another problem that Gedolei Yisrael have. Chazanish, Chamoshe, Zechainim Levroche. Taisv is clearing a shayla. You have a behima that's also ba'ano. If you can make it for kolm, you can make it for kolm. This is a problem. I mean, list rape, that's the problem. But without Eimed Lisrei. L'chayre, you need a bailis to be magdashit. So if it's osa bano, how can you be magdish? Ki yagdish is basic kodesh, you need mabeshe shalom. How could you be magdashit? That's that problem the Chazon Ish and Ramesha speak about. Ramesha is in the, very interesting, it's a lot in our Gemara, and this, Chelek HaYachayim, the first Chelek, the end, he speaks about Kochim Kinyonim, he speaks about our Gemara. So this is a problem. How could you be Magdish of Eimed Atzos HaBano? We're speaking about it was Magdish after it became a Irani Dachas. If it was Magdish before it became a Dachas, it doesn't become Os HaBano, it's Shlal Shamayim, it's not called Shlal Ha'ir. So it's Magdish afterwards. So the Chazon Ish says a Shtik Torah, something very interesting, which one has to know Kochim, that a person does not have a bailus to be magdish something that's also bano, but if he shechts it l'shem HaKolben, the shchit alone will give it a kedushas HaKolben without a ma'isa hegdish. So that's no problem. That is no problem. That's that he had a problem on Tosfos. Tosfos did not go into the problem, how could you be make it for a kolben? He says, because the shchita can be makadish. The shchita l'shem kolben makes it for a kolben. That's how the Chazon Ish wants to say pshat. Ramesha wants to say something very interesting, and that's how he says pshat in Tosfos. Ramesha says there's a difference between Ramesha and Emzon Isuri and Noah still shaloi. So he says, maybe it's not Belshusa, he says, but there's a difference between Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim, I'm transferring my bailus to someone else. That you can't do. That is my base. B'shus, I have kol b'shus. You can't do this b'suriya, no. But to be matel, a kedushas, a goof, and my be'ime, that it could be matel. So, Mamela, that's no problem. But maybe, since I'm mechuyif to burn it, that's the suffix of Tosfos. I'm not permitted to keep it. So maybe I can't make a kedusha, I feel like kedusha sagufana. So that's how Ramesh wants to say, that is pshat and taisis. Let us see the next taisis, she's alig v'lo acher, tzachin haich mashmas amitahirai. So we mentioned yesterday, at the Chazon Ish says pshat and this taisis, what the tzachin is. Vim toima v'chayois lomali, v'chayois lomali, why do you need chayois? So others want to say pshat that the kashis from Tonet Ve Rabbi Shmuel, we learn out, just like a mechaper, a mechusreiv is posel, so a machshe also a mechusreiv is posel, so why do you need the droshe mechusreiv? Yishloimer, the rove, the Rav Nachman, by Yitzhak lepligi adodi, trem yuti, chad lo dama, vachad lo dama, that means we have other meyutim over here. The rove zekimte, Rav Nachman, by Yitzhak zekimte, Einach Namich, the Bechus Eiva I'll know from Tonet Ve Rabbi Shmuel, and the two psukim come for one for Rav and one for Rav Nachman, there's no machlekes. Litziporim Shechlifam Bavoy Dezore, then Ravine, that was, a popper said, Litziporim Shechlifam Bavoy Dezore. Kanami Tzorch Loime de Lachaporek Sheirois, even though it's also Banoam, It's kosher like a board, him like ain't a epic line with the tonit where Rabbi Shmuel. Mishmochi noket shechlifam lavei de zore, avor tziporim and nevodim, pshita da surim dein ruim la kapore. So Tosfos said, the Gemara is moridik meduyik, that the Gemara said, no, it's also ba'no. So that is kosher la kapore, so it's kosher la hersha. The Gemara did not say nevad, because nevad is posel la krove. We need something that's kosher lakrove, al tonet ve Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kevege asks a kash on this Tosfos, say, bezoi the last akimta of Rabbine, that speaking about an oif shahorges hanefesh, fact Rabbi Kevege, and the geich is also posel lakrove. So memele, so why do you need, just like Tosfos says, if you need roi lakrove, of the drash of Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, so why do you need a new miut on a oif that horges hanefesh, that the din nageach, that's possible, is afilud, is not to aid him, afilud, you won't kill it, but that is a miut of that a nageach is possible akrov. Let us start the next Gemara. Oif tomei roiveitz al beye oif toyer. The Mishnah says, if you have an oif tomei that's roiveitz al beye oif toyer, there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakein. And the other way around, also an oif toyer that's roiveitz al oif is tomei. So what says like this? Bishleima oif tomei roiveitz al beye toyer. We need, it says, kan tziper. So the tziper is the mother. So memel and tziper means a noif toyer, veleka. So very good. By a noif tomei, if the name is, so it's not a kan tziper. And lo oif toyer, roivets al beye oif tomei, a tziperu. This is a tziper. And for the gemore, so wow, so, was geht mir an, that the Freuchim are Tmei, the Beim are Tmei. So the Gemara says, Kedyoma Rav Kahana Tikach Locho, Veloilik Lovecho. It says, Vabonim Tikach Loch, Veloilik, that is, you should be able to take it for your own usage. Veloilik Lovecho, not that something that you can use, you have to give it to the Klovim. So, Beim tmeis, so afreichem tmeis, and it's mayit from tikach loch, below the klobech. That was Rav Kahane's drosha. Is achinami tikach loch, below the klobech. That's our mekayim, that if the afreichem are tmeim, it's not tikach loch, because it's, you can't take it, the osa, tikach loch, below the klobech. So achinami, the tikkun lechov leil klavecha. That was Rav Kahana's drash. So memele, if the afroichem are tmeim, there's no mitzvah. And veich itme the Rav Kahana or the sanya, ein treifa chayiv bishiluach. If the mother is a treife and the children are not treife. Chayev v'shiluach. Efreuchim treifois, if the Efreuchim are treife, potem v'shiluach. Menohani mili, how do we know? This is a mean kosher. Ein treife means it's a mean kosher. So if the aim is a treife, there's a mitzvah shiluach. If the Efreuchim are treife, there's no mitzvah shiluach. Menohani mili, amar avkana do makro, tikach lecho, v'loi leklovecho. That's the drash. He said it on Efreuchim treife, since you can't eat it, so it's only, it can be taken for your personal use, it has to be given the klavecha. So memele, that there's no mitzvah of shiluach. Yeah. Zut, frech de gemore, velakish aim treifa la'afreichim. So the gemore says, just like the tikach l'cho, just like the tikach lecho, you said means taking for personal uses, I mean like eating. So the aim should also be like that. It should also be tikach lecho. The Tveresh Aki wants to say, because perhaps that is pshat in the drash, loisikach aim alabonim, shalech v'shalach aseim v'sabonim tikach lecho. So the loisikach, it should be equivalent to the bonim tikach lecho. Just like the tikach of the bonim is a lecho, so the loisikach of the aim should also be a lecho. And therefore, if the aim is a treife, there shouldn't be a mitzvah of shiluach again. Must say, not like that. It's only a din in the bonim, not in the aim. That's the most kash. The lakish aim treife lafroichim, ma afroichim treife is potter mishiluach, afein treife na mi potter lishiluach. So the Gemara says, im kain, tzipa lemute yoiv tomi lomali. So the Gemara says, it says, aposik tzipa, to tell me, that the oif has to be an oif toyer, if there'd be a hekish of the sikach of the leisikach of the aim has to be a lacha. So why do you need a besondere miyut of oif tome? Typically from the tikach lacha, and the oif tome is not tikach lacha. So we see we're not makish. Im kain the ima nami makshus lohu. ומתיקח לחוב לילה כבלך ממאי תאים כמו יפריכם הם תמי ינמי מהוסממית. Period. So it comes out what we have so far. We have if the aim is a treifo. We have if the aim is a treifo, there's a mitzvah of shiluach. You don't need tikach lachor by the aim. If the afroichem are treifo, there's no mitzvah shiluach because you need tikach lachor. Vosanya, fragt the Gemara, we had a baraisa, aim Afroichim Treifov. Learned a baraisa, aim Afroichim Treifov Chayev Bishiluach. So the Gemara understood that it means, we'll see that the aim was a treifa. No, aim Afroichim, I'm sorry. Aim Afroichim Treifov Chayev Bishiluach. The Gemara learned that an aim of Afroichim Treifov is Chayev Bishiluach, even though the Afroichim are treifa, I is Tikach Lachom. Omar Abaya Hochi Koma, Afroyach She'imon Treifa Chayev Bishiluach. It doesn't mean that Afroichim are treifa, means Afroichim have a mother that's a treifa. Vosanya aim Afroichim Treifa Chayev L'Shaleach. Kasalke Daitach Hochi Koma, Imon Shel Afroichim She'in Treifois. You see, not like Afghana. Gemara says, no, it means that the aim is a treifa. Taisus had a better gilse, hochi gassinim chenimse besefe yoshon, bosanya aim efroyach treifa chayit. Aim efroyach treifa. This is very good, this loshon. So here, it's debatable, the treifa is going on the freyach or on the aim. So the aim of Freyach Treifa Chayv, because how can I take the Treifa Koya Freyach? Shani Yochikoma, Freyach, aim of Freyach, the mother of Freyach, Treifa, that the mother is a Treifa. Sheimai Treifa, but was from the Garsi Freychim Treifois. That was Mamchot Shagir, so then it's bitter. Ain't a Meyushev, so it's going, Zicha, the Treifus is going on the Freychim, so I can say it's going on the aim. Okay, now we're going to have a few interesting shaylas. Boy Rabbi Shaya, hoishit yodoi lekein, v'shochat miyut simona. Amar dike shayla. He stuck his hand, the vow we have here, the mother is very calm for some reason. He stuck his hand into the nest. There's some afroichim over there. Let's say one afroich, one at a time. And he went and he shechted Shochat miyut simone. You have to shecht a roiv of one simon. He shechted a miyut of one simon. Now he wants to take away the aim. The shaila is, at this time, the freyach, Kozman is not going with the shchita, the freyach is treife. That means he shechted part of one simen, which is not matter the freyach. If he doesn't do anything else, it's a freyach treife. So if it's a freyach treife, there's no din besabonim tikach loch. So let me take the aim. So first, let's say the shach says he does this with two hands. One hand he's shechting, one hand will take the aim. Now the freyach is not tikach loch. It can't be tikach loch. I'll take the aim. Then I finish shechting, I take the kids. Good, Baldig. That was the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila was that by starting the Maise Shechita on the Yefroyach, and before finishing it, so Ba'asher Usham, it's not Tikach Loch. I can make it Tikach Loch. But Ba'asher Usham, it's not Tikach Loch. We'll see soon. It's not Tikach Loch. So Memele, so now if it's not Tikach Loch, there's no din of Shalech to Shalech Hasein. So I can take the aim. Or maybe not, since if I'll be Goyme the Shechita, it'll be Tikach Loch. So there's already now a din of Shalech to Shalech. Now let us see the Gemara in the Beinik. Hoyshit boy rabbi shai, hoyshit yodi lekein, b'shochat miyat simon mal. Mi amrini, kiven de ilu shavik lo, if you would stop over here, mitrefi, so he'll become treife. If he stops over here, he'll be treife. Be'inon lecha v'loy leklavecha. Now if he'll stop over here, he won't go any further. So it's going to become treife. If he doesn't do anything pretty quick, it'll be shia. I mean, it's going to be bitter. So if he stops over here, so it's going to be treife. So memele, so it's lecha v'loy leklavecha. So then I can take away the mother now. I dilme kiven de biyadei le migmas shchite, but since it's biyad, now it's not lacha. But I can make it lacha, tik lacha karina be bechai bishiluach, take it. Let us see Rashi, then I'd like to mention her aura that I had, which I didn't understand. But let's first see Rashi. Mi yitzimonim shalof roichem tachasayim, ishtechtet a mi yitzimonim, mal, lachai voi bishiluachayim. Is he chayim v'shiluchim? Kivin shebiyodai ligmeres ha-shchite. If he wants, he can be goyim with the shchite. Tikach lecha kerina. But it's also called tikach lech. Even though ba'asher u'sham, he can't take it as yet, but that's called tikach lecha. V'chayim l'shalayah. That means tikach lecha means something that I can make it tikach lecha. Now it's not tikach, but I can make it tikach lecha. I do mahash to me is kozman shleigoma bem simonim. Now it's not tikach lecha, potom mishalayach. So now kozman is not tikach lecha, potom mishalayach. V'noita l'sayim beheta. Achakach goyim ha-shchite. Now it's not tikach lecha. Ayes tarov ha-shal, is it tikach lecha? No, not yet. Oh, fine. Good, it's not tikach lecha. I'll send away the mother, go and talk, and then I'll finish the shchite. Yeah. This is the Gemara. So I had a big problem. I didn't understand the Gemara. Fine. The Gemara says, so l'chayre, the rehites lotion of the Gemara is tikach lecha mean, basher u'sham, is a tikach lecha. And here it's not tikach lecha, basher u'sham. Or since you can make a tikach lecha, that's also called tikach lecha. So that's up to the shay. So I got stuck completely. So the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, how does that work? He didn't do anything. So it's tikach lecha. I can take that choichem. They're not geshachten. I can shech them. But basher u'sham, what's a tikach lecha? What's a tikach lecha? I can't take them as yet. The Gemara here has a shech. This considered tikach lecha, I have to be going with the shechite in order to make a tikach lecha. So the Gemara had a tzad basher u'sham. That means I started the shechite in this split second is a tikach lecha. So I say, no, it's not tikach lecha, because it wasn't going with the shchita. Or maybe, since I could be going with, that's also tikach lecha. Fine. So the Gemara has a shayla, you need tikach lecha now, or a potential of tikach lecha. That's the shayla of the Gemara. So how do you learn pshat the posik? Aim rebetza salaf roichem. So Aleish is a tikach lecha. I can't, now I can't take the it's not tikach lecha, they have to shech the freichem. So al kochoch, that's called tikach lecha, I can shech the freichem. Shema shemayim. So you see that a potential to shech also makes a tikach lecha, or else you don't know pshat and posse. So what's the problem over here? What is the problem? Bekashet meg about it. Till Baruch Hashem, I found, it's very shaki v'es tekashe, v'es tekashe. So he says, it's no kasha. Why is it no kasha? He says, if you have a freichem, so he says, it's tikach lecha, belly bags. Tikach lecha. That means, I don't have to do anything. That tikach lecha, you can take these chickens for yourself, and what do you do with them? I can't eat them, but they'll have eggs. I'll eat the eggs. But over here, this Efroyach is, Basher u'sham, it won't be able to have eggs anymore, and I can't eat it. That's the shayla of the Gemara. That's what the Tveres Yaakov says, Gemara. But then I had a shtickle problem, that's if the Efroychim on the Kavis have eggs, on my mail. So that's called Tikach Lecha, but Schorim, I don't know what's the tikach lecha from the scharem, They fertilize the eggs, right? I mean, from the fertilized egg is right, you need shechita. If the Gemara holds, you need, that means basher usham, there's no matter, that that's not called tikach lecho, so I don't understand the Gemara. That's I didn't understand the Gemara. But kaponim, the rehitas loshin a Gemara, for some reason, the Gemara had a tzad that tikach lecho means it's capable of tikach lecho without doing something. It has to be bashar usham tikach lecho. So that was my problem. I didn't understand that it's lecheirus every time that freichem is not tikach lecho. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, matalis mau. It says, "Aim revetzes alabonim." That's the story. So, what if you have a shmata that's on the bonim, and the aim is on the shmata? Some put a shmata there. Kasha v'maisa. Is this called revetzes alabonim? It's a davachitzitz. It's revetz on the matalis. That's revetz on the bon. That's on the bonim. Is do you need revetzes alabonim without a chetzitze? Oh no, that's also called revetzes alabonim. That's the first shayla. Matalis maushetochitz. Kinafayim maushetochitz. The second shayla. Fully say matalis mustom is a chetzitze. What if you have some loose feathers? Which is episamin b'mina yefsha. Maybe it's not. Luspa kinafayim maushetochitz. Beyim muzoreis mahu. What if you had bayim? If you have two layers of bayim. On the bottom layers is bayim that are edible. The top layer is bayim that are mazos, which are not edible. And the aim is revetzes on the bayim mazores, which are not edible, but underneath is edible eggs. Some also shayla of min b'mini ene chaitzitz. Here before the Gemara was going, if the feathers are chetzitze, now the Gemara is going with the bein mazoris ala chetzitze. Shnei sidrei bein zu al gab zu mau. What is the din if you have two rows of eggs? You have two rows of eggs. He wants the bottom eggs. He doesn't want the top eggs. Those are good. He wants the bottom eggs. So Mamela, if we will say, is this called aim, if you'll say, is this called a chatzitza? It means legabi the bottom eggs, it's not aim revetzes alabonim. That is the shayla from the Gemara. Let us just see Rashi. So Rashi, Matalis Prus Alabayim, Veim Revetzes Lamia, Bechatzitze, Leilaboy Shiluach, Lekrinim Be Revetzes, Eleiknafayim, Noitzet Lusha, Beim Uzori, Shein Afroich Bomeyam, Knimil Meslisin, Pemachai Bibi Shiluach, Maishi Chaitzum, Timtzlam, Beim Uzori, Chaitzitzim, Bei Sidrei Beim, Bnei Kayom, Azel Gabza, Miu, Mau Im Niskavan Litala Tachtoinim, If he wants the bottom ones. So now, let us just mention, we'll stop with the Ha'ore, that I saw the Achreinim asked, the Prakhnevsky brings down the Ha'ore. We mentioned in the beginning, we started learning the Perek, there's a Machlikis, if the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain is only if I want to take the Bonim, or if I don't want to take the Bonim, it's also a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain. Machlikis. So L'Chair is like this. The whole mitzvah is only and I want to take the bonim, some emele, so I want to take the bottom bonim. The aim, there's two rows of bonim, and the aim is revetzes on the top row. So emele, so I want to take the bottom bonim, and it's not revetzes on the bottom bonim. So the chetzitza, not a chetzitza. Fine, beautiful. But if you learn pshat, that is a mitzvah of shiluach, and I feel I don't want to take anything, So there's a name revetzes. So forget about I want to take the bottom bonim. Forget about that. There's a mitzvah of shiluach hakein. There's a name revetzes on the top row. It's name revetzes. So send away the mother. What's the shayla of the gemara? So they want to bring a raya, the way Rashi says, pshat in the Gemara, that, okay, that Rashi holds the whole mitzvah is only if you want to take the bonim. And the bonim I want to take, it's not Eim Revetzes. That's what you want to say. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, Afilu, you say there's a mitzvah of shiluach. Afilu, I don't want to take the bonim, but the shaila is, are you allowed to take the tacht? The din is, it's also likach habayim kozman da'im is revetzes aleim. So the shaila is, am I allowed to take the bottom bayim kozman, that's a bazunder isa, not allowed to take kozman da'im is revetzes, not allowed to take the bonim. So memela, that's the shaila. Am I allowed to take the bottom bonim? Not if there's a mitzvah of shiluach. The mitzvah of shiluach could be the zicharis. If you don't want to take anything, there's the mitzvah. But there's an issa to take the bonim, kozman, the aim is revetzes aleim. Can I take the bottom bonim? Because the aim is only revetzes on the top layer. That's the shaila of the Gemara.